And it's time for Morning Conversation. And in studio today, Kim Severson, Holly Lovick, Hannah also here to talk about the William Rhodes Christmas display in Fertile. Guys, welcome. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And first of all, tell me, how did this come to be?
Well, it all started with the Church of Christ in Fertile, who had a nativity scene that you could actually put up big buildings. There's three different buildings, and they didn't have any interest in it. So they asked the Fertile Lutheran Church if we would be interested in it. So Bill Price and I decided, yeah, we'll try to take this on and start. We were going to try to have a live nativity scene down in William Rhodes Park and then decorate with lights and everything. But as you can see, we didn't have too much time, so we're hoping to get that going next year.
Mm-hmm. One step at a time. So how many people are involved in the committee?
Ooh, that's a good question. There's quite a few volunteers, but and then some are just like behind the scenes.
Yep, we've had quite a few people kind of step up and come to the park to decorate. It's been probably a good 2 weeks worth of decorating. We opened up Friday, November 25th, so the day after Christmas. We've had a handful of people come throughout the week. My in-laws, Al and Nita Severson, have been really instrumental, coming every day with the exception of one day. It was bitterly cold, and so they said that they weren't going to come and decorate that day. So kudos to them. They've really helped us out.
Fantastic. And so where did the setup come from?
Well, most of the lights in that was donated by Heritage Park. Bill Price had a connection with Doug and Don Arispe from Heritage Park. And since they are no longer doing the decorating, they said they would love to donate and help us out, and because at least it's being used and utilized. So we can't be grateful enough for Heritage Park.
They had a lot of stuff.
Yes, lots. And there's still more. We just have a fraction of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes. All right. So when are the dates and times? When can folks see this?
So we opened up the Friday after Thanksgiving. We are open every Friday and Saturday from 6 to 8 p.m.
Yeah, and then there'll be someone there asking for free will donation. No need to donate if you can't, but just to help us support and then Heritage Park also and the community.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and we will be open through Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. Talk about points of interest.
So the biggest point of interest, so my husband, Tim, has actually taken a real big interest in lighting up the dam. We actually are planning on using different colors. The first color we tried out was green, and then we have mixed it up using two different colors, blue and green. And so every night we're going to try different colors. We had tried out red, and we noticed that that was too dark, and so that's obviously not our color we're going to be moving forward with, but it's just a big experiment. We are planning on trying some motion with it, so I think that's something we're going to move forward with. Probably not this year, just because we ran out of time, but in years forward, we'll try something different.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're going to make this a tradition.
We hope to, yeah. From people going to the poetry and then coming to our park to see the dam, and we just thought it would be great for a lighted dam, something different that no one else has seen.
How do you do a lighted dam, if I may ask?
Well, that was Tim's creation.
Yes. So there's some really huge wattage lights that we use. He had made some big mounts, and so it involved climbing down really close to the dam. And so there was concern about falling into the dam. But we also have the people that had bought the mill. They were kind enough to let us borrow some power there. And so we appreciate.
It's Lester's. Their name are Lester's. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate them for their help. So we have lights on both sides of the dam, big spotlights. And yeah, that's how it shines.
Yes.
Something unique.
Yep. Guys, if people want to get involved with your committee or help out for future years, what's the best way for them to go about doing that?
So we have a Facebook page. It's Fertile Iowa Christmas Lights. You can go ahead and reach out via that avenue. Otherwise,
we had flyers up, and then in the Fertile Reminder, and then the City of Fertile can direct them, too, if they call the City Line. So.
Yep, and I also would like to mention our corporate sponsors. We do appreciate the sponsorships. We'd like to thank, obviously, Heritage Park, because without all the donations of lights, we obviously could not have this display. The City of Fertile, Jennings and Hall Financial Group, BMC Aggregates, Brian Nettleton Excavating, Larson Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Door Systems, Four City Ford, NSB Bank, Steve Backey, Fertile Beans, Craigle Christmas Trees and Traditions, The Styling Lodge, and Miller Pharmacy. So thank you so much to our corporate sponsors.
Wonderful, wonderful. So check out that Facebook page and come to Fertile on Friday and Saturday, 6 to 8 p.m. Free will donation. Drive-through Christmas light display at William Rhodes Park in Fertile. Kim, Holly, thank you. Nice to meet you both.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you, Mark.
Kim Severson and Holly Lovick-Hanna, our guests on KW Morning Conversation.